And welcome back to my show, Listen to Motivation by Megha. As per your reviews, I am making this episode on a demand of my listeners on importance of effective communication. There is a phrase from British propaganda in WW2 that states, a careless talk costs lives. This may sound a little overdramatic, but the fact is, if you are unable to convey your message properly or you are unable to express your message properly, then in both of these situations, you are going to bear the loss. Now, this loss can be of life, of property, of money, or any other type. Ineffective and improper communication will bring out different problems in our personal as well as social lives. To make communication more and more effective, you need to learn that there should be a harmony of thoughts between the sender and receiver. Why it matters? If the sender is conveying the message with a different mind frame, while the receiver is sitting in a different mind frame, then communication failure will occur and the outcome of this communication will not be very useful. Attitude improvement is another way to make your communication more effective and more concrete, because a positive attitude can make your whole process of communication positive, while a negative gesture can send a wrong signal in your communication and people will start to take it negatively. Communication skills have a very deep importance in any business environment, and effective or ineffective communication can make organization progress or decline respectively. You can never say that communication has become ideal for some organization just because some of the language's glitches are fixed instead of communication is a thing which always needs your attention and constant maintenance and improvement. While communicating at an interpersonal level, you should make sure that the meaning of your discussion is properly understood by the listener. Just saying, "Do you know what I mean?" in the end will not be sufficient. Damage of ineffective communication. You can always make a map that which damages and advantages you can get from ineffective and effective communication. This will not take long to know that ineffective communication can give you lot of losses in terms of your work, time, productivity, progress, and other similar things. If you have miscommunicated with your boss over a certain report, then you will have to do that report from scratch and it will cost you both time and work in most of the cases. Ineffective communication will cause you embarrassment. The best approach is to identify miscommunication as soon as possible, because you sooner difficult you can fix it. Ineffective communication will also cause you lots of extra stress and tension, because when you miss some work due to ineffective communication, then your boss will be angry with you, and it may happen that some of your colleagues also get disturbed with that effort. So it can disturb the whole working environment for you. In order to avoid all the above problems, you must communicate effectively, and if you are having problem in effective communication, then you must keep reading and in keep coming chapters. I'm going to tell you the exact way of improving your communication. So stay tuned.